overflow and Passover. This verse describes a time period when the papacy would retaliate against atheism. And I say atheism purposely because when the retaliation comes, the king of the south has changed entities in the sense, if you read closely Daniel 11, from the very beginning, you'll find that different powers, different kings were identified throughout history as the king of the south or the king of the north. As history progressed, different powers and players assumed the role of the king of the south and king of the north. And here in verse 40, this happens once again. As the history that began in 1798 with the war between atheism and Catholicism unfolds, you reach the 1917 time period and you find a new power in history that more fully dominates and controls spiritual Egypt, this being Russia. After World War II, Russia expands to what we know as the Soviet Union. This had to take place in order for the verse to be accurate, because ultimately when the papacy swept through the King of the South's domain, the Soviet Union, it was going to enter into the countries, and the countries are plural. I mean, there it's more than one country. Atheistic France was a singular country in the beginning of this verse, but whoever atheism is, when the papacy finally sweeps them away, it's made up of many countries. And sure enough, the Soviet Union was made up of many countries. The description of how the papacy sweeps away the Soviet Union is in agreement with just a mountain of secular testimony that one of the most amazing things with the collapse of the Soviet Union was how quickly and thoroughly it was swept away almost overnight. And if you look closely at what's being implied by the word come against him like a whirlwind and overflow and pass over at the end of the verse, these are all teaching in the Hebrew a mighty sweeping away, a rapid falling of the king of the south. And this is certainly what took place in the 1989-1991 time period. But when the papacy, the king of the north, accomplishes this feat, the characteristics that it brings with it are chariots, horsemen, and ships. And in Bible prophecy, if you take your concordance, chariots and horsemen symbolize military strength, and ships symbolize economic strength. And what is being symbolized in this verse is an alliance between a power with the king of the north that was struck in order to sweep away the king of the south, the Soviet Union. And the historians tell us that there was an alliance that was formed prior